Welcome again, everybody, to the Newsmakers Podcast. I'm Kyle Gregero, Managing Editor of the ACHR News. Today, we're interviewing a man who was into geothermal before geothermal was cool. That is Jay Egg, President of Egg Geothermal, who we scrambled to get an interview with. Get it? Jay Egg scrambled for the interview? Anyway, maybe we should just go to the interview. I'm sorry about that. We'll see you on the other side. On the phone, we have Jay Egg, the president of Egg Geothermal and author of the book Geothermal HVAC, Green Heating and Cooling. Thanks for joining us today. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
No problem. You seem to be very much ahead of the energy efficiency game. What brought you to energy efficiency and more specifically geothermal back in the early 90s?
Well, I've always liked to try new things. I'm one of the people, one of those people who has probably failed at a lot more things than I can remember. But I always have tried new things, and this was just one of those experiments that I stumbled across actually around 1989. I actually converted my my home air conditioner to a water-cooled air conditioner, and I did it because the doggone thing was running so hot here in Florida and had already had some problems and noticed that the energy consumption went way down and the performance went way up. Obviously, a little later on, I figured out I was not the first person to do that.
How has geothermal changed over the years?
Well, geothermal equipment, much like the entire HVAC industry, has had about the same changes as the standard high-efficiency equipment. I mean, a geothermal air conditioner and air heat pump would be a more proper word, has the ECM blowers, which are the soft start, and they can vary their speed according to the needs of the system. They have the two-speed compressors, which you can get in the higher end, you know, usually 18 and 19 SEER standard equipment. And they have very dependable microprocessors and fault indicators. As a matter of fact, big names like Carrier and others, private label from the geothermal manufacturers right now, because they have such wonderfully dependable equipment, that is the geothermal manufacturers. However, the industry has begun to grow up with regard to the way the earth is used to extract and reject heat. The old philosophy was to put a roll of pipe in the ground for each ton and don't come back with any left over, which was just kind of like the safety margin, where now we perform thermal conductivity tests and we're better known for our capabilities and engineering, at least in certain sectors of the geothermal industry. So it's become more of a science than a shoot from the hip industry, which is where it should be.
Okay. And then obviously customer awareness has grown through the years too. I know the stimulus package with the 30% uncapped tax break on geothermal was good for a lot of people's business. How did it affect your company?
For the last 20 years, I have always focused on energy efficiency as much as is possible. As a matter of fact, I focused on it entirely at the beginning years of my business. It was the reason for which I formed the company. At some point, though, I realized I needed to broaden my horizons and not be so one-minded. So I began to broaden my horizons, and over the last two decades, I did get got very good at what we did, which was general HVAC, but I never stopped loving this geothermal. And so as we were finishing up another new home in the Tampa Bay area that was a geothermal home, one of my project managers, this was in March of 2009, came to me and said, Jay, the owner of this home would like to get his tax credit form for his system. And I actually laughed out loud, and I said, I don't know who misinformed this gentleman. There is no such thing as a tax credit for geothermal air conditioning, not from the federal government. And he came back and he says, well, this gentleman insists there is. Something just got passed. So I charged him with researching that, and he came back the next day with a thick set of papers that was entitled the stimulus package of 2009. And when I saw that, I felt like all my my work had not been in vain, and we immediately redirected a portion of our focus into capitalizing on our history in geothermal, creating a new website, an updated website specifically for that purpose, and we have refocused a portion of our efforts toward geothermal. So to answer the question, it has affected pretty much, we still do a lot of the same, but it's affected more than half of our focused efforts are toward geothermal now.
Are you using that as a pretty good selling tool then?
Yes, absolutely. We're capitalizing on our history very well. We were able to pull in a lot of in the early 90s. I had a lot of television and newspaper publicity because I was new and edgy in what I was doing with geothermal, and that came just as natural as could be within months of refocusing my efforts and taking advantage of the new 30% tax initiative credits. We were on all the major networks. I mean, one after another, we were in the papers, and really that and a strong website presence was just about all that we needed to really kick it off here in the Florida market and spread out to Georgia and now in California a little bit.
Where does your company stand now in terms of employees and amount of business?
Well, though we have about 46 employees, I've determined to load as much of this business as possible onto reputable contractors that will actually invest in the technology and care enough to do it right. We have tens of millions of dollars of business under construction and in engineering at this time, and the clients range from, the 3,500 square foot homes to customers like McDonald's and the U.S. Army and the National Guard. It's just everybody's into it, and I'm not going to try to install all of this myself. And as a matter of fact, we are partnering with, at least when I say partnering, I mean I'm giving my leads to approximately five other fairly reputable mechanical contractors in certain areas for them to do what we're doing. And we're getting more and more requests from people other contractors coming to us and saying, how can we, take advantage of this technology? We're not getting the leads where, being the other contractors aren't getting the leads where we have more than we know what to do with because of our reputation. So we bring them in-house. We go through some training. We make sure they're up to speed. And we help them get going on it. And then we just funnel the leads that way and help them with the engineering and so forth.
Oh, that's interesting. What would any advice you'd give to contractors who are out here listening to this, thinking, well, I'd like to get into geothermal? What the first, a piece or two of advice that would help them out?
I think the very first thing they should do, and this may sound self-serving, but I really don't mean it that way. I think the first thing they should probably do is investigate, a little bit about the technology. If they call us, we get about 200 geothermal calls a day right now. If they call us, they're not going to get a lot of time on the phone to explain it because we're just not staffed up well enough to explain to a call. The best thing to do is probably purchase the book or research the technology a little bit and see if it's something they really think they want to get into, because in the book and some of the supporting text, it talks about some of the investment that's needed. It's a very involved technology for a contractor getting into it. Then if they feel like, yeah, I'm ready to do this, they should call and say, I'm ready to do this. Can I set up some time with some of your trainers? And we'll either come to them or we'll work with them for a week or two over here. There are also other certifications they need to do, but once they're up to speed and qualified, we'll do anything we can to keep them going, because we're trying to keep the reputation of the industry intact and sterling. And so that's all I really need to do, just determine if they feel they're ready to make that investment into the technology. And the investment meaning just a bunch of training. There are some tools you need, but They just have to really focus on it, study, be prepared to go through some examinations, and pretty much in a couple of weeks, most anybody can be ready to go out and do their first installation with a little help with engineering, which we can aid them with.
Okay, so that book again was Geothermal HVAC, Green Heating and Cooling, and that's kind of a baseline introduction and kind of how to get started, and then they'd have to obviously go and get more training.
Well, you couldn't have said it. You couldn't have said it better. It is. It was written that way so that a consumer could determine. Well, let's start with the contractor first. The contractor. I initially began to write it for the contractor because I wanted a contractor to be able to see what the good and the bad and the ugly of the technology is, and without getting too technical. And literally in 2 days, they can read the thing cover to cover. I think it's 270 pages. Or in 2 hours, you can read the hundreds. We have hundreds of original drawings and pictures in there, and they can read through it and determine and get a good idea. Hey, this sounds interesting. Same with a consumer, though. A consumer can look through this. I guarantee any consumer who reads this book will not have the wool pulled over their eyes by a contractor that doesn't know what he's doing. And that's the whole point. It's a really an entry-level thing where both the consumer and the contractor, the architect and the engineer, can all look at this and go, yeah, I get it. I really get it. I know what's going on now.
Okay. Well, I'm sure people are screaming at their iPods. How do we get the book now? How do if people are interested, how do they order it?
The best thing to do is just go into any search engine and put in geothermal book. It'll be all over the first page, whether it's through Amazon or Borders or one of our websites or something. Just put in geothermal book. It's that easy. It'll come up no matter where you are in the world. That's the best thing to do. There's dozens and dozens of suppliers that carry it.
Okay, great. One more question before I let you go. What do you predict for the future of geothermal? Where do you see it going as far as market share and interest and that sort of thing?
In 2008, 4% of the new U.S. homes put in geothermal. This year, it's at 7%, so it's almost double in 2 years. Just to give you an idea of sales of the units, retrofits is a different market. In 2001, the world's largest geothermal distributor or manufacturer, Climate Master, sold 40,000 units. By the end of 2008, they were at 100,000. They'll easily be at 1 million units a year by 2017. So it's growing. You know, it's pretty much an exponential growth at this point.
Doesn't sound like a bad business to be in.
No, it really isn't. It's a good business to be in right now, especially with this economy.
Sure. Once again, the book was Geothermal HVAC, Green Heating and Cooling. This is Jay Egg of Egg Geothermal. Do you want to give out your website, too?
Yes, I appreciate you offering that. We have a super comprehensive website on geothermal, and it's simple. It's egggeothermal.com. EGG, so there's three G's in a row, egggeothermal.com, and that's how you can get to our website.
Sounds great. Well, Jay, I appreciate you taking the time and telling us a little bit about geothermal in your book. I'll let you get back to work.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later, Kyle.
Bye.
Thanks again, Jay. The book sounds like a good read. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. If you have any comments or suggestions for the podcast, please visit www.achrnews.com/podcast. You can find us there or on iTunes. Good times, everybody.